Macmillan Audio presents Dark Companion by Marta Acosta. Read for you by Kate Redding.
My aunts washed dishes, while the uncles squirted each other on the lawn with garden hoses. "Why are we in here?" I said, "and they are out there."
"That's the way it is," said Aunt Hetty, the shriveled-up one.
I have the rages that small animals have. Being small, being animal. Written on me was a message, "At your service," like a book of paper matches. One by one we were taken out and struck. We come bearing supper, our heads on fire. Paulette Giles, Paper Matches, 1973. Prologue. On the night that I die, a storm rages, and the thin glass of the cheap windows shudders as if beaten by fists, and the wind howls like someone calling, "Come away, come away!" I wrench open the back door and run outside. The darkness is unfathomable, and rain pounds down, and I am small and terrified. I slosh toward my secret place among three enormous trees at the far end of the yard. It is too dark to see, yet I know when I have reached the largest, and I creep around it, hiding behind the wide trunk. An ear-splitting blast throws me back against the third tree. I think it's lightning. A moment later, pain radiates from below my shoulder to every part of my body. My knees buckle with the agony. I know that if I fall to the ground, I will die. I twist toward the tree, and blood seeps from my shoulder to the trunk. Rain washes.